In the Rolling Stone article, McChrystal is quoted as belittling the importance of a meeting with President Obama, making fun of Vice President Joe Biden, and accusing the U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, of betraying him in a policy dispute. McChrystal also stands by as members of his staff ridicule administration officials, including the president's national security advisor, retired General Jim Jones, and the special U.S. envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. After he read the article, President Obama took the unusual step of ordering General McChrystal home for an Oval Office meeting on Wednesday, and he indicated he's considering firing the general.
Whatever decision that I make, with respect to General McChrystal or any other aspect of Afghan policy, is determined entirely on how I can make sure that we have a strategy that justifies the enormous courage and sacrifice that those men and women are making over there, and that ultimately makes this country safer.
The president said the article showed poor judgment, but said he wants to talk to McChrystal before making any decision. McChrystal apologized for the article, calling it a mistake reflecting poor judgment. He said he has enormous respect for the president and his national security team. A year ago, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates recommended McChrystal for the Afghanistan command. At the time and since then, Gates has called McChrystal the right man for the job and said he has a unique understanding of the counterinsurgency approach Afghanistan requires. On Tuesday, Gates said in a statement, General McChrystal had made a significant mistake, and he lamented the distraction from the war effort. Also on Tuesday, a spokesman for Admiral Mike Mullen, the top U.S. military officer, said the admiral expressed deep disappointment in a call with McChrystal. General McChrystal also got in trouble last year during the White House Afghan policy review when he said the effort in Afghanistan could fail if the president refused to send more troops. The Rolling Stone article has fueled debate about whether General McChrystal should be fired, but Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, offered some of the few words of support for the general.
I have enormous respect for General McChrystal. I think he's a terrific soldier. And this is a critical moment in Afghanistan. As far as I am concerned personally, the top priority is our mission in Afghanistan and our ability to proceed forward competently.
In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai expressed support on Tuesday, but the question is whether McChrystal's ability to lead the mission and command respect at the Pentagon, in the White House, and in the field has been compromised. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.